And we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow should be in favor of Port Edwards.
Yeah, it is.
Northland had the ball to start half number two. So we turn the arrow. We call it a turnover.
Yep.
60-40. Full court pressure by the Cats. Little box four in the front court. Max Michaels for three.
Ooh.
Just a little bit long. Bowling up in the sky for the rebound once again for Northland. He's going to take it up all the way to the basket. Left hand spinning. Oh, my good.
Nice shot.
That was pretty. So he just flew up the court, never stopped. He kind of got under the basket, reached back with the left hand, used the glass, and finished. Beck comes to a jump stop right in front of his friends on the bench. Striegel on top of the circle. Oblender on him. Picks up that dribble, goes back over to Beck. Brendan surveying, looking for a screen, goes down the paint. Ball, nice pass on the left-hand side. Trammell! Up! Good! And he is fouled. I think they're going to whistle that one on Brendan Skrena. Braden is first, and team's fourth. So Josh, who is 0 for 2 from the free throw line, steps there looking to break that skid and build on the 20-point lead. Free throw in the air and good. He now has 19 points. 24 for Beck. 43 points between the two. They've outscored Northland by one.
That's right.
And now a steal by Brendan, and they might have outscored Northland by three in the half. And a timeout going to be taken by Coach Wickman with 8:49 to go. Let's see if he wants a 30 or a full. Waiting on the call here. And he wants a
full
timeout. Let's do a full two, Laura. Back in 60 from Port Edwards, right after this.
Here at Hope Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Hope Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Clover.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
8 minutes and 49 seconds. Still on the second half clock here from Port Edwards. It'll be Northland basketball. Have to go full court here. Inbounds to Zeb Prawl. Over to Wickman, down the lane. Stops, pops, a little bit long. Rebound, volleyballed around. Dug out of there by Brendan Beck. Into the court comes Brendan. Takes it to the free throw line, right side. Josh Channel for three, no. Follows his shot. And we're going to get a foul on the official at half court. Going to call it on Zeb Prawl.
That'll be his fourth.
First of the half, fourth overall. 65-42. 8 minutes and 30 seconds still to go in the ball game. Blackhawks basketball as they inbounds it to the right of the hoop. And a timeout taken by Coach Beck because it got pretty close to a five-second violation.
That was about 4 3/4.
Gives us a chance to talk to you a little bit about Homestead as we are kind of at the halfway point of our winter season now. It would be a great time to head on out to Homestead Golf and Supper Court. Supper Club. Stop on in for some of Mary's delicious home-cooked meals. And you can enjoy time with family and friends. It's located, I think it's actually 2.4 miles over the viaduct.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 2.4, 2.5, about that much. It's west of town. It's on the right-hand side on Highway 73. And when you get on out there, you see Jamie. Say hi from Randy and Michael and all of us at WIRI as they do. Great job for us out there as well. 8:29 to go, 65-42. Port Edwards comfortably on top. Again, they were trailing at 12-2 early in the ball game, but after I think they got the lead at about 24-23, somewhere around there.
Yeah, that's, let's see, it would have been, 24-22 with about 3:40 left.
And now a beautiful inbounds play run by the Hawks as Beck looked like he was going to go back out to half court. Instead, he broke it down the lane and caught it, put it up, finished it, and he actually drew the foul on Samsung. Was that on Samsung?
No, we'll find out in a minute.
I already have two on Samsung.
That's...
Free throw up and good. I'm going to call that on... I don't know who they call that on. Sawyer Wickman?
I don't know, man.
Don't know. I think they got the wrong number up there. Is out there. Yep, that was on Sawyer Wickman then. The freshman seeing some playing time. So, our bad. He was in the ballgame coming out of the timeout. And now a turnover by Northland as Tranel goes right side to Beck. Didn't take the three. Instead, he goes back over to Josh. Josh low down the paint. Finger roll. Good.
All right.
Josh now with 21 points. 70-42 as the lead grows for Port Edwards. Three ball for Samsung. Just short. And the board secured by Vinny Striegel. Hawks getting set to send in a couple of substitutes here. Aiden Domke back in during that TO. Left side Tranel. Bounce it twice, three times down the paint. Kick it out. Three ball on the way for Michaels. No. And the ball knocked away by Tranel as Oblender tried to secure the rebound and had it poked out of his hands out of bounds. And should be a time to get in a few of these substitutes. Colby Grunden back in, as is Sam Martinson. And Andrew Wickman replacing Andrew Boldman. 7:23 still remaining here from... Oh, they did call a foul on that.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
The third on Josh Tranel. And it sends Joe Blender to the line.
And since they're over the limit, it's a 1-1 now. So we took the little walk to the other end. Oblender lets it fly and hits it. Second half of the 1-1. Couple of bounces on the way, and this one is long and wide. 70-43 as the rebound is secured by Beck. Long pass up ahead. Michaels for three. Nope. Rebound grabbed by Wickman. Hounded over there by Grunzen. Samsung with the dribble on the right wing. Lob it inside to Oblender. Works his way inside. Put up the shot. No. Rebound. Hawks. Beck comes away with it. Bounces ahead. Left side. Max Michaels got it. Max now with 5 points. 72-43. 6:45 still to go here. And Song has it stripped away. Turnover unofficially number 10. Oh, and the feet get tangled a little bit as coming from behind that time. Foul is going to be on Sawyer Wickman, the freshman. Kind of got his feet tangled with Tranel. Josh trying to walk it off. Got a little left ankle.
As there's a little bit of talk here because there was a little bit of a lapse in judgment there by
the freshman.
And it got a reaction out of Tranel. So coach is making sure everybody kind of calming down and just remembering it's just a game.
1-1 going to be for Tranel because that's puts the Wildcats over the limit. So 1-for-3 for Josh from the free throw line. Now he'll get the 1-1. Give it a couple of bounces per usual. Let it fly and good. So he earns the backside of the 1-1. And another substitute will come in as soon as this free throw is, if it's made. And it is. So Striegel in, Tranel out, 74-43. 31-point lead. Boy, I'll tell you what, early it looked like it was going to be a battle to the wire.
That's, you took the words right out of my mouth. There's some late substitutions in and out. I think we're ready now.
All right, here we go, 6:35. I think we started early.
Yeah.
It's kind of slowing down here in the second half.
Yeah, it is.
Seb Prawl with the ball in the front court for Northland. To Wickman.
Pull off for him.
Baseline, Oblender spins into that triple team. Fall away, good, off the glass. Joe Oblender having a pretty nice ball game tonight for Northland.
Back in. 14 so far for him. He's almost got a double-double.
Yeah. Striegel, left baseline, dribbles to the left wing and then picks up that dribble. Over to Brendan Beck. Skrenak against him. Brendan puts a little body into him, picks up the dribble. Striegel, left arc, back out to Beck. 5:45 to go. Dribble on the right side. Look to stay man-to-man, switched up that time. Michaels put it on the floor with three dribbles before giving it to Beck, right in front of Dad. Now Brennan dribbles away, goes to the circles, and whistle, and...
Yeah, I'm not sure what...
I'm going to call a foul on Grundon, I believe.
Yeah.
Not quite sure.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Nope.
Anyway, that's a turnover and a foul.
Maybe set a screen, illegal screen. It would be best guess scenario there.
16-12 left to go for Assumption, and they are up 57-26 over Marathon girls hoops action.
There's Oblender again to the basket. No, gets his own rebound and fouled on the floor, they'll say. So it'll be a 1-1 for Joe Oblender. So Joe has been there a number of times already tonight. Made 6 out of 8 thus far. This will be the last of the 1-1 variety. And he gets it.
Yeah, I've got him with 9 rebounds, so he's one away from double-double.
15 points thus far. 10 here in the second half. Make it 11. Now has 16 points. Turn the numbers around, 74-47. Little transposition taking place here in Port Edwards. 5:10 to go. Beck with it right inside the jump circle, right on top of the Hawk. Picked up by Braden Skrenek. Goes right side, little backdoor cut off the glass. Max Michaels, good. Banked it home. Max has 7 points. 76-47. Hand off to Andrew Wickman. Guarded by Grundon out there. Almost lost it out of bounds. Boland saves it. Oblender gets triple teamed and a steal, and they're going to say got him on the arm. And now they're going to talk about it.
Just not a lot of really good flow to this game, Randy.
No. And the official telling the other official why he called the foul, I think.
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate.
So the foul is going to be on
Grundon.
Mr. Grundon. That'll be his third. Should be a 2-shot foul because we are over the limit, and it will be for Andrew Wickman. So Andrew has 10 points, first trip to the free throw line, and it's long and wide right. Tranel back in along with double A. The Andreessen back in. Martinson and Grundon back out. One more on the super bonus here for Wickman. On the way, this one's good. Oh, and he's now at 11 points. 76-48, 4:40 to go. Half number two. Beck, ball above his head, down low to Tranel. Working inside, double team. Try to go into the corner, but it's taken away by Drew Wickman, and then he runs right over the top of Tranel. No foul. We play on. Bolin underneath. Got it. Bolin was 6.5. He now has 9 points. 76-50 as we approach the four-minute mark. Beck, down low Trannell. Up back over to Beck, has the shot partially blocked by Oblender, and then he grabs it out of the sky. Into the forecourt, Wickman in the left baseline, loses it, regathers off the glass, no. Ball's being volleyballed around. Oblender goes up high for it. He has it blocked out of bounds. It'll stay Northland basketball.
Well, he's definitely got the double-double now.
Yes. Samsung back in for Zeb Prawl. Zebediah takes a seat. 3:44. Samsung receives the inbounds pass from Skrenna. Drew Wickman, a high arching three ball that went halfway down and came back out. Andreasen with the rebound for Port Edwards. Beck walks it slowly into the front court in front of Michael and me. Goes on the right wing to Trannell. Josh picked up by Samsung. Right by Coach Beck, dribbles it away, now spins around, goes back to the basket, and we're going to get a foul on the floor, but it'll be free throws nonetheless as we are in the bonus.
I think that'll be on Song. This should be his third.
And the scoreboard agrees. So Trannell to the free throw line. Josh with 23 points. 1-1 here, can get it up to 25 if he can connect twice. There's the first. 4-for-6 from the free throw line for Josh. Looking to go to 71% if he can knock this one down. On the way, and he does.
There he goes.
25 points now for Josh. 78-50, 3:15 to go. Here from Kastner Gymnasium in Port Edwards. Nice bounce pass on the baseline. Bolin put it up off glass. No, gets his own rebound. Yes. Andrew Bolin with the hoop. And a timeout going to be taken, I think, just to put in mass substitutes. It's one of those where they give the traveling signal, does the coach, and that means we just want to put in mass substitutions.
Yeah. And I think Port's just about to do the same thing.
Ethan Stark, a junior, checking in for Northland. Kai Mlezva, also a junior out there. See if we can get some other names and numbers. Bame back out on the court. He's played a little bit here tonight, as has Sawyer Wickman. Port Edwards. Double A's out there, as is Grundon. Domke, who has the dribble right now. Price Hansen, 5'8 junior, on the court for the first time. Get inside. Grundon off the glass. Yeah.
There he goes.
Kobe with his first two of the ball game. 80-52 as we approach the 2.5 minute mark. Sawyer Wickman down to Kai Mlezva, working inside. Put up the jumper. Doesn't fall. A rebound to Schumer, a 5'10 junior. That's Aiden Schumer for Port Edwards. And we've got an illegal moving screen that's going to be called on Double A. And that would, I think, finish the night for Aiden.
It does. Yes, it does.
Isaac Domke, a 6-foot sophomore, into the ballgame. Carter Duran, 6-foot. They should have a brother, another Duran on the
Duran
team.
Duran?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see what you did there.
Thanks. So on the illegal screen, it'll be Northland basketball. They'll inbound it to Wickman. That was Sawyer Wickman. He put up the jumper from the top of the circle, and it did not go down. Rebound Hawks. Into the front court they come. As we're down to 120 seconds, they rotate the ball around the arc. Domke, that's Isaac with it. Ball knocked away by Wickman, but last touched by Sawyer as it goes out of bounds.
Technically, it was last touched by assistant coach Ben Martins.
Good point. Somehow they don't count that, though.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Little give and go. Nice look underneath off the glass. A little bit too hard. Would not fall for Schumer. And the rebound into the hands of Wickman with 1:45 to go. Bame put up the little runner. No. Rebound for the Hawks as bodies go flying and Port's on the run. Up ahead, left side, left hand, got it. Aiden Domke, the 5'10 junior, with his first two. 82-52. The lead grows to 30. Puck 20. Three ball by Melezova. Off the backboard. And no. Went high in the air. The rebound came down to Port Edwards. As they'll now take it into the front court with 65 ticks to go. Domke, that's Aiden with it. Takes it a step inside the arc and then backs it off. Goes between the rings. Close to a 5-second count. And I think he just did.
I think
get
he
a mark.
Just yep. did.
Mm-hmm. Max Gore Jr. will see his first playing time for Northland Lutheran. As he will replace Ethan Stark. Final 50 seconds here. Nobody stops Wickman. He stops himself 10 feet from the basket. Tried to get it into the hands of Bame. Lost control of it. Turnover on the Cats. Take it the other way. And then Wickman steals it on the other end. So turnover is fair play, I think. Something like that. Cross-court pass. Three ball on the way. That one's good.
Oh, boy.
Knocking that one down was Phil Oblender. Brother of Joe Oblender. So he gets a three ball behind his name. With 20 seconds to go. And then a timeout going to be taken by Port Edwards, and I think he just called a timeout to make sure that they didn't get the 10-second violation. And it's going to give Northland a chance to make a quick substitution. And 20 ticks to go. So he just didn't want the 10-second violation. Called the timeout, said, let's just go.
Makes
side
sense.
Out. Yep, side out. So the inbounds to Price Hansen. He takes it across the timeline to Schumer. Aiden Domke. At the half court line with 7 seconds to go, and now not going to play any defense, just going to let him dribble it out. Shake up hands, gun sounds, and the final score reads Port Edwards 82, the Wildcats of Northland Lutheran High School 55. Michael and I have some numbers to add up. We'll probably take about 2 minutes to do all of that. We will be back with our final stats for you right after this. You're listening FM 105.5 WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something. Whether it's attention, affection, knowledge, and there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes as long as it's coming from love. Then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back here at Port Edwards, where the final score reads 82-55, Port Edwards jumped out to an 18-point halftime advantage, 42-24 after they trailed a 12-2 early, and then suddenly the lid came off the basket, the three started falling, and it was all she wrote for Northland Lutheran as Port Edwards outscored the Wildcats 40-31 in that second half and win it going away 82-55. Some of the individual and team statistics, first of all, for Northland Lutheran High School's Wildcats, coached by Ryan Wickman. They were led in scoring by Joe Oblender. He had a real nice ball game tonight. He had himself a double-double. He ended up with 16 points. How many rebounds did he actually end up with?
Oh, I'd have to quick count that up.
11 points apiece for Andrew Wickman and Andrew Bolin. 8 points for Zeb Prawl. 4 points for Braden Skrenick. 3 for Sawyer Wickman, and 2 for Sam Song.
I believe that was 11 rebounds. And I know Joe Bolin, I think, had 9, so he missed out on a double-double as well.
So, good couple of ball games for those two young men from Northland Lutheran. Turnovers, 19 for Northland, and 11 for 16 from the charity stripe for 67% for the victorious Port Edwards Blackhawks. Well, they had 3 players in double digits tonight, led by Mr. Beck, who leads them normally on the season as well. As he averages, gosh, I think I remember looking it up, he has 21.9 points per ball game.
Beat his average.
29 tonight. And only 4 points behind him was Josh Tranel with 25, 17 for Vinny Striegel, and 7 for Max Michaels. Rounding out the scoring, Aiden Dumpke with 2, as well as Colby Grunden with 2 as well. 8 for 11 from the free throw line, 73%, and they turned it over 10 times. So the Port Edwards Blackhawks victorious here tonight twice as the JVs win it 41-28, and the varsity also winners by the final of 82-55. Want to say a great big thank you to all of our sponsors for allowing us to come on over here to Port Edwards tonight to bring you the action of Blackhawk basketball. And we'll have more high school basketball for you as Wausau West Warriors, or we like to call them Three Dubs, comes a-calling on Friday night, as they will be over at the Fieldhouse. Michael will have the call for you. And that broadcast will start, well, about 7:10 or whenever basketball happens. So for Michael Comer, this is Randy Paul, Laura Berg back at our studios, engineering our broadcast, saying so long, everybody. You've been listening to victorious Port Edwards Blackhawks basketball here, FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Train don't run through here no more. Poor, poor people. live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I am insensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. I'm a short fuse, I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, hard to love. No, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. That you love me good. Love me good. Girl, you've given me a million second chances, and I don't ever wanna take you for granted. I'm just a man, I'm just a man. Hard to love. Don't make it easy, and I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but you love me. Don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love.
Is a long night, 'cause I've never felt one so right. Each look into your eyes and falling a little more and more. Looks like we started us a fire, wrapped up in flames of desire, with every touch that burning higher. Two shadows dancing on the wall, with nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio. Thank you.
fall asleep here in the moonlight. Entangled sheets will be here all night. And when we wake up in the morning, we might stay like this all day. Two people meant to be together, two lovers dreaming of forever. And it just keeps on getting better with every tender little kiss. And nothing on but the radio, feel the music playing soft and slow. You and
for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper teens to around 20. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, maybe an early flurry with some sunshine for the afternoon. High temps into the mid-30s. And mostly sunny for Wednesday. Highs, low 30s.
Current temp is 30.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon to beside the bed. Girl, it wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you in another tub. Don't ever think about you with them. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, hard breaks are hard to break. So I just did the same. Missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby. Cause the truth is, the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, hard breaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hit myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing. To my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, hard breaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies.
I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. Passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just past a Jimmy and a white, I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. It really seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I can have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. The ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow.
there's a flame from her stack and her smoke's pulling back as coal. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say but take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Out driving, trying to clear my head. I try to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this and all the baggage that seems to still exist.
It seems the only blessing I have left to my name is not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you think of me. Someday, I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better with you think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better with you thinking me. You think of me, yeah. And you gonna think of me, yeah.
Country favorites 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Watching her blonde hair sunburn, stare at them white caps rolling over. Laid back in a thrift store beach chair, dropping limes in a Corona. But she looks back, yeah, she throws me a kiss like, honey, I sure want you. And it's 103 between her and me, and only 92 in Daytona. And it's sunshine. Happens, and there's a reggae band full of dreadheads just sitting in the corner laughing. Well, my baby walks over, drops a 20 in the jar. She smiles and shakes it at me. Yeah, she gets them gone, she gets them playing a little. Don't worry, be happy. And it's sunshine. Singing, oh,
105.5 FM.
It ain't easy. Nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Trying to get to the view. I'm at the bottom, but the sky's still pretty damn blue. They say heaven is somewhere on the other side, but I ain't waiting. Hell, I'm thinking it's a state of mind. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Yeah, it feels like gold. Yeah, it feels like gold. Got my baby sitting by me, shining like a diamond. Only silver linings in the clouds. And if it starts to rain, I don't worry about a thing. I pull my rose-colored Ray-Bans out. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Yeah.
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I see those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names and a tattoo? Or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama. Put my name on your lips, call me yours, and forget all this drama. Forget it all. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing? Are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is and what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand?